RTL Original Podcast.
Hello, I'm Stephen Stepslow on Today Radio, and welcome back to yet another episode of Song 2, where, if you are unfamiliar with its concept, we believe in the importance of the order in which an album lays out songs, with a special focus on the second song in particular. We are convinced, yeah, almost totally fully convinced, that the second track on an album is often the best or the most important, as it has led many artists to their big break. For this particular episode, we are looking at Dua Lipa's song Houdini, which was released as a second song on Radical Optimism. The young English and Albanian singer-songwriter has already won 7, yes, count 'em, 7 Brit Awards and 3 Grammys. And her third studio album has definitely gone through the roof. She told Apple Music that by the third album, she thought she was deserving of working with Tame Impala, keeping in mind that Impala's groundbreaking 2015 album Currents completely shook her. The 11 tracks on Radical Optimism were made in collaboration with Tame Impala's Kevin Parker, so she did reach her goal, and, among others, with her long-term co-writer of New Rules. For her latest album, the upbeat redhead really wanted to be as honest as she could be and heal the breakup she has gone through as a woman in her 20s. She states, "It was a beautiful experience to not be afraid. Her team helped her a lot to feel that way, and there was absolutely no judgment about anything that she foretold or indeed told thereafter. It was freeing to experiment with lyrics and to expand on the disco pop of future nostalgia," she told to Variety magazine. The name Radical Optimism is also something which Lipa has found resonated more and more with her as she has gotten older. That conviction made her take everything that happens as a lesson, or a gift, or something to grow stronger out of. It shifted her mindset to a more positive place, where good and bad situations are digested and appreciated for the learnings they might have brought with them. Enough though about the album, what about Houdini? Well, with Training Season, Houdini was one of the lead singles, but the first song of the album is actually entitled End of an Era. Both songs are revved up dance anthems, which set the tone for the whole record. Houdini reached number 2 on the UK singles chart and the top 10 in various other countries. In the US, the single had its peak at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100, where it stayed high in the ranks in the dance electronic songs chart for over 4 months. Inspired by 1970s-era psychedelia and working with Kevin Parker, of course, Houdini started off as a demo created by the latter in late 2022. Lipa posted a teaser of the song on her social media accounts on the 31st of October 2023, hinting at the song title in the post. A rearranged combination of numbers was meant to spell out the name Houdini, a tribute to escape artist Harry Houdini. True Dua Lipa fans drew parallels to Kate Bush's 1982 song of the same name, and one that Dua Lipa tips her hat to by presenting a key in her mouth, posing for the cover of The Dreaming, released over 40 years ago. Overall, the song was met with positive and excited reviews, praising Dua Lipa for her confidence-packed songs, which supposedly unlock the best versions of ourselves. The Guardian claimed that the song conveyed even more persuasively Dua's love for a vintage song palette than her prior albums had. Now, finally, let's delve into the lyrics, shall we? The chorus is probably the most popular line that people go back to, since it features the phrase, "Catch me or I go Houdini," showcasing that she is prone to disappear quickly and out of nowhere if not caught at the right time. Even though the singer also says of herself, "I come and I go," she adds the "they," seemingly to imitate people's rumours, or to prove she is popular for her ways. Maybe you could cause a girl to change. Do you think about Dua Lipa also picks up on the fast pace of the dating sphere. If you don't act fast, it means that you've missed your chance and will have to move on just as quick. She is probably speaking out of her own experiences. As a young woman, you realise this quick turnaround fast. They say I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go. Houdini. As well as that, the lyrics "Tell me all the ways you need me" and "Prove you got the right to please me" show that she is a strong woman who doesn't let her guard down easily. Men have to prove themselves. They have to prove how much they need her and want to gain the right to please her. If that is not the case, she disappears just as quickly as he appeared. It is an evasive and brash view of dating. Yeah, sure, it probably is. But it is also the way to protect oneself and to not waste time with people that aren't truly interested or for good reasons. In the post-chorus, she adds, "If you're good enough, you'll find the way," again positioning her in the role of power. She decides who is good enough or who can turn around immediately and just leave. So why could this song have gained so much popularity and top so many charts? Simple. First of all, it is a catchy melody with a hint of 70s electronic dance styles. What might be even more important to consider is the self-confidence Dua exudes. Her embodiment of the modern woman who can choose the people she dates instead of having to wait for someone who is not worth waiting for. The ones who figure out a way are the select few that she lets into her personal world. What have we learnt then? Well, Dua Lipa is strong and assertive. That is clear from very many interviews that we have seen online. She will not let anyone take away her thunder, and she serves as an idol to many younger women. We looked at music.apple.com. In putting this week's episode together, we looked at Wikipedia because, sure we did. We looked at music.apple.com, specifically the US site. We looked at variety.com, and we also looked at several interviews that were online via YouTube. It is important to note that we have a very special Luxembourg link here because Dua Lipa was using the Rockhall, one of the premier music venues here in Luxembourg, as a rehearsal space for her forthcoming European tour. It was kept very shush-shush and on the lowdown. We did know about it in advance, but were told to keep it quiet lest we be cast away in a safe somewhere and thrown out into the sea, presumably to be found at a point later in time by somebody with a rather large magnet and a penchant for finding safes in the sea. They say I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go. Houdini. This week's episode was researched and written by Chelsea Dalscheid. Voiced and produced by Stephen Stepsolo. Thanks for having listened this far. Don't forget to hit subscribe, drop us a review, a star rating, and indeed tell anybody that will listen about this little podcast produced in Luxembourg about songs made throughout the history of time and all over the goddamn planet. Cheers.